This weekend, the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will once again be hosting its annual Tournament of Champions golf tournament. We'll have live coverage throughout the weekend for you here on KJAN, as always. And in with us this morning to talk a little bit about the tournament and the preparations for it is Matt Mullinex, who's part of the organizing group there at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Jim. We're excited for this year's tournament and excited to kind of get some information out there to the public.
Yeah, it's a fun event. It's in a lot of ways, it's kind of a family reunion style event. A lot of folks who maybe don't see each other all the time during the year get a chance to get together and play a little golf over the weekend, and it's always fun to do that. But, it is a golf tournament, so that's first and foremost, and the numbers are strong again.
Yes, they are, yeah. We've got a total of 93 golfers spread out over three divisions, 91 golfers, sorry. That'll be spread out over three divisions for the weekend. So good strong numbers, maybe not quite what we've actually been at the last three years, but varying factors. We just got different things we kind of fell on. There's a big tournament in Des Moines that we kind of coincided with this year that we haven't in the past. And I think just a quirk in the calendar that kind of comes around here because our tournament's really the earliest that it could be. So just a couple of those things, and we'll go with what we have, and we're excited with the group that we do have.
Well, it's kind of fun because between the three divisions, I assume there's still the three, the Open, the Senior, and the Super Senior. Between those three divisions, we've got a number of gentlemen who will be playing from around this region here in Southwest and West Central Iowa, but we do also get some folks that are kind of used to the traditional Tournament of Champions, where they've come in from other places around the state of Iowa, and they relish that opportunity every year.
Yeah, that's correct. We've got quite a few guys coming in from, like you said, all over the state. We opened this up here a couple years ago and made it more of an open tournament, so anybody can golf, whereas in the past it was just strictly just a champion of your club. So I think that's kind of raised the level of our competition just a little bit, because we've got some that don't necessarily belong to clubs or can't make their club tournaments, but they've got this on their calendar now to make it to, and so they make that commitment for the weekend for us and are able to get out here and golf. And so I think we've kind of seen some of that competition increase here the last few years.
So. Sure. It's a three-day tournament, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 18 holes each day. Is that for all the divisions?
That is correct. Yep. All divisions will golf over the 3 days. Our super senior division is for those 65 and over. Our senior divisions for those 50 and over. And then, of course, the championship open divisions for anybody. And it doesn't matter where you're at in there. We've had some guys that are over 50 that still continue to golf in the open division just because of the competition and their level of golf. They relish that. So it doesn't matter where you're at and your age. You can choose where you want to golf for the weekend.
Sure. Well, and this is a spotlight event every year for the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. It's a chance to kind of show off a little bit and open things up to folks from outside. Everyone's welcome to come out and enjoy the golf.
Yes, we definitely welcome everybody to come out from the community and catch a shade tree out there somewhere. There's a lot of different places on the course where you can see multiple holes, tees out there. So, you're welcome to do that. As you're out there, we'll have concession stands set up on the back nine there around the clubhouse, as well as inside the clubhouse. If you're feeling hungry, lunch is served every day inside the clubhouse. So you can come on in, grab a bite to eat for yourself, and head back out to the course and watch all the golfers. So it's something that the community can be involved in throughout the weekend. If you're really into it, Friday night we have a long drive contest that's open to the public, and that'll take place off of hole number 7 in there. So that's another opportunity. And just a side note that each day our groups will be teeing off starting at 8 a.m. And everybody tees off of hole number 1. Our last tee time for the day will be around 12:30. So everybody should be in about 5 o'clock for Friday and Saturday. And then on Sunday, we go double tees, groups going off of 1 and number 10 starting at 8:30 through about 11 o'clock there, so that we try to get everybody done off the course about 3 o'clock so that, like we said, some of those guys can head back to the other side of the state, or we've got some from Nebraska in there as well that are golfing. So that gives everybody opportunity to kind of middle of the afternoon on Sunday to head out, get our awards done, and take off where they're going.
Well, players and spectators alike will also notice there have been some changes the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Some upgrades.
Yeah, there has been. There's been some nice upgrades out there, especially in our clubhouse is looking very nice. So a little bit of an expansion there, the restrooms. So, you know, those are some things that we'll be able to show off throughout the weekend as well.
Sure. And the course, it's not the longest course that you're ever going to find, and maybe not the most challenging course necessarily, but it has its challenges along the way. And just the way it's designed, even though it's not a long course, it still presents a nice opportunity for these gentlemen to come out and show off some of their skills.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Jim. I go, you know, you look back through the history of the scores, and you would think over 3 days, you know, you would think these big negative numbers would start to show up, but you really don't. I mean, last year with Zach shooting 1,500, that was by far the course record. You know, normally the leaders usually even to maybe negative 500 for 3 days. So, you know, that does speak well, even though it's a short course, it just has different challenges, right, throughout there. Just the greens themselves, you know, they look kind of flat. They're nice and big on some of them. But just, you know, kind of how you putt, different opportunities as far as where you're coming in from, elevation changes in there. Only one par five on the course. So, you know, it kind of takes sometimes that long ball hitter out of play and kind of forces them to use those irons. So your water hazards in there come into play when you kind of get onto the back nine, kind of through 13, 14, 15. So, yeah, just a lot of different things, you know, especially if you're from around here that you see on the course. And, you know, we've had some trees that have come down due to disease, so that's kind of changed the look of the course a little bit in there. But still, you know, it's just a challenge for the 3 days. And some of these golfers, you know, this is one of the few tournaments that they do play that's 3 days. And that can be quite a toll on yourself, you know, not just physically, but mentally.
Thinking through the game throughout, yes, 3 days, and you know how frustrated we can get with one bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can, correct, too, but you got to get past it, move on. Yeah, it's an opportunity for them to kind of show off that the ability to play, kind of play through all that kind of stuff too. But yeah, and the course, you know, when the guys come in, a lot of times each day, one of the things they want to see is the pin sheets. One of the first things they want to check is a few different holes where the whole round could be dictated by where those pins are set.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, those are out there. We try to make those, you know, opportunities for the guys to score. Because as we've kind of said, there's already things out there on the course that, are going to be a challenge. So we don't want to make where the pins are placed in, you know, positions that are just obviously going to negate the game. So we want to make sure the game's played true and gives them opportunity to score, because then, you know, the golfers are going to be that much more happy and they're going to play through it a little bit better. And you know, at the end of the day, we just want to see golfers play good golf. We don't want to put a pin on a place where it's just going to drop off. You know, I don't think that's just right. That's just not the game, you know.
Well, we want it to be a challenge, but we also want it to be enjoyable.
Exactly.
So,
exactly right.
Exactly. So, and you mentioned Zach coming back to defend his title this year. I assume he's in the field again. Do we have other? I mean, there are a lot of defending champions because we've had a lot of people who've won this title, these different titles over the years. So usually we're dotted with defending champs or past champions.
Yeah, I think I've counted up. I think we've got about 9 or 10 previous champions that'll be golfing across the three divisions. You know, some of them maybe won it in another division and now are in the super division or in the senior division or something like that. So, but yeah, somewhere along the lines, I think we've got 10 champions that'll be back, you know, across the board there. But starting with our open division in there, you know, we'll have Zach back. He won it last year. Actually, you're looking at the last three champions will be returning. Ross Martins had won it in 21 and 23, Alec Fuse in 24, and then Zach last year in 25. So those guys will be back. As we look at the open division, 9 of our top 10 are returning this weekend. The one was from out of town that was in third place in there. So, you know, he just wasn't able to make it back this year. Otherwise, we would have probably hit everybody in there. So, but that makes it very tough in there. You know, Zach, Matt Gearhart, Jake Olson, who's been playing very well this summer, a couple of local golfers, in there. Alec Fuse, Avery Fuse, a couple of twins that have been coming since we've opened it up. And one of them there, like I said, won it a few years ago. Chase Jotty, he was in the top 10, another local golfer. He'll be returning this year. He's been playing pretty well this summer. So I think our open division will look pretty strong in there. And I think it'll be very competitive.
Excellent.
So I'm pretty excited about that group and being competitive. Sure. Moving on to like our senior division, our top two aren't going to make it back. They've got other commitments this weekend, but our next four will be returning: Darby McLaren, Chris Nelson, Steve Montgomery, and Shane Burmeister. They'll be returning. They were in our top six or top seven last year. So those four will be coming back with Darby and Chris being previous champions. So I think that group will be competitive in there. We'll have 14 golfers in that senior division. Darren Baker's another one. He's a previous champion. He'll be returning. So I think, you know, we've got a pretty good group. Barry Smith, he's always been here. He's got an opportunity, I think. You know, he's kind of been up on the leaderboard. He might be getting in a little bit more golf, I heard, here lately. So I think we'll see a competitive group up there towards the top of that group. And then in our super senior group, we've got another 14 golfers there. Four of our top five will be returning for this weekend. Rick Carter, defending champion, he'll be back. Actually, Rick has won the last two super senior divisions. He'll be returning along with Dell Miller, who's a multiple-time champion as well. Daryl Armstrong finished in the top three. And then Jeff Morenz, another local golfer from the area that also finished in the top five last year. So he'll be returning. Another name to note, Rick Thompson. He's won it over all three divisions. I think he's our only golfer that's won in all three divisions. And so he'll be returning again this year to golf for the weekend. So that group will be pretty competitive, I think, in there amongst those 14 golfers.
Awesome. Sounds like a good group of folks coming out to participate again this year. Now, before we finish up here this morning, I wanted to throw one other thing in there, too. We talk about changes or what have you this year. One of the changes will be how you enter the Atlantic Golf and Country Club property. We're asking folks to enter off of the Country Club's main drive off of 29th Street this year, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Won't be able to use the Oakmont Drive. You got to use off the 29th Street. So if you're coming in, just, you know, that's where hole five is and tees across that road, our entry road in there. So just be aware as you're coming in, you know, if maybe you're local, live around in the area, and you can park from your house and drive your cart over, you know, we'd prefer that. You know, don't deter, from coming out just because of that. It'll be easily monitored in there. I'll have a couple of guys, just making sure traffic comes in and out of there. And as you come in, just respect, because, you know, eight tee boxes right there and seven and nine greens are right there on along the road as you come in. So just a little bit more congestion there. But overall, I don't think it should be affect us too much. But just want to make sure everybody's aware they got to use 29th Street to come in.
I've seen professional tournaments that have roads running through the course. It's not unusual.
No.
Not a problem. But use the 29th Street drive to come in, the main drive to the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and that'll lead you right over to the clubhouse area where there should be plenty of areas for you to park and opportunity for you, again, to enjoy some good golf, enjoy some good food and drink, and some good friends, too. We hope you folks come out and take the chance to do that, and we'll have live coverage again all weekend long, both on air and online. You can check out our sports page for all of that, and I know the Atlantic Golf and Country Club will have scoring there as well on their website for folks to follow along. So very good. Matt Mullenix in with us this morning. We'll talk more as the weekend keeps moving forward. Thanks for all the help.
Yeah, you bet. We appreciate your time and allowing us this opportunity.